I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The vocal ensemble Voces Novae, directed by Sue Swaney, sings music of Beethoven, Billings, Machaut, Monteverdi, Palestrina, and Purcell on Sunday the 28th in a concert titled Proper Resolution of Dissonance. It's a collaboration with the Community Justice and Mediation Center. From the center, we have the director Ed Greenebaum, and from the choir, a composer who's devised a demonstration for us, and that's Deborah Phelps. Ed, tell us a little bit about the Community Justice and Mediation Center. How did it begin?
Well, we were the merger of two organizations, one which ran a victim-offender mediation program on the criminal justice side, and one which ran a community mediation program and education program. And we joined together to become the Community Justice and Mediation Center.
And what's your function in the community?
Well, we provide mediation services. We help people in disagreement to try and come to a better state for themselves, reach results that are acceptable to all of them.
Uh-huh.
And mediation education, conflict resolution education, both for the general public and also for organizations that are interested in the services. We do workshops, for example, in workplace conflict and communication.
Mm-hmm. How did you become involved with Voces Novae?
Well, aside from the fact that I'm a double bass player and have worked with Voces Novae on an occasion, Sue Swaney had the idea of this program on the proper resolution of dissonance, and the idea occurred to her that that might have something in common with the proper resolution of conflict in real life. And so she raised the idea with us of coming together to collaborate on this program.
Ed Greenebaum was the director of the Community Justice and Mediation Center. From the choir, we have Deborah Phelps. Deborah's a composer who's devised a dissonance demonstration melodrama. And we'd like to hear a little bit more about that. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself, Deborah. What do you do in the community?
Well, my day job is an oncology nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in clinics with cancer patients and other patients that get IV infusions, chemotherapy and such. And I started that in addition to music therapy. So I have a master's in music composition and then also a bachelor's in music therapy. And now I'm putting them all together with music imagery and music therapy and oncology patients.
Tell us how this is all working for this dissonance demonstration. Can you give us a few hints about what people will get a chance to see on the 28th?
Well, the piece that I'm writing is it's a mixture of trying to get really strong musical expressive lines, but also show through that how consonances and dissonances and music in general moves from tension to relaxation to dissonance to resolution in the musical world, and also from note to note, chord to chord, but also how lines interact with each other. If lines move in parallel motion, how that feels and sounds to the audience versus if it moves more in opposite motion, which tends to be what they say in the rules over the centuries to be a little bit more pleasing to the ear.
Uh-huh. So a variety of musical approaches to dissonance and to the resolution of dissonance, and it fits in with the things that Ed Greenebaum's been talking about. It's the ensemble Voces Novae, where the program titled The Proper Resolution of Dissonance takes place Sunday, February 28th at 7:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Church, the group directed by Sue Swaney. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.